What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Moving to Florida show. I am your host, Judson, along with co-host Mohit Badlani.
Hey, everyone. Excited about today's show.
Yeah, man. I think this one kind of makes sense. Here we are at the beginning of 2021. We're going to be talking about housing trends 2021, I think is what I originally had for the title. But all I got was market statistics when I was doing a little research for this episode. So we were just chatting beforehand. I think we came up with something like what do home buyers desire, right?
Home buyers desire, especially here in Florida. What do Florida home buyers desire?
That's right. That is right. Yeah. So just talking about kind of what some of the housing trends are that we're seeing, what we're seeing that our clients are wanting in a house. And we definitely want to hear from you guys as well. You know, definitely let us know. We'll leave our contact information at the end of the show, but let us know, you know, what you're looking for in a home here in 2021 when you move to Florida. But with that, man, I say we just get right to it.
Let's do it.
I think the biggest thing we've been seeing, you know, throughout 2020 and it's continuing in 2021 is a bigger move towards single family homes away from especially condos, right?
Right. Yeah. Away from townhouses too. I mean, we've seen trends for condos and townhouses go up, but single family is just boomed like crazy down here. I think it's because people want more space, more room, more area to spread out in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's not just single family homes, but people are wanting bigger homes when I think for a few years, the trend has kind of been towards smaller, more eco-friendly homes. I mean, even there was, you know, there's been this tiny home thing going on for years. And now people are realizing they need more space in their home because they're home a lot more.
Right. Now that a lot of these companies are home-based home companies now, like my wife, she now permanently from home. So yeah, she was just thinking about it the other day. It was like, hey, you know what? I do need to stretch out a little bit more. So we do need more space. So yeah, I think that's going to be the trend of this year is going to be space.
Yes, for sure. You know, another thing is people are more and more willing to live further out from the big city, so to speak. They're moving more into the suburbs. And then even, you know, small towns like, say, Winter Garden, for example, where we live, we're, 20, 25 minutes outside of downtown Orlando. So, you know, if you ever did need to commute into the city, it's not too bad. But we've also got our own nice little downtown, you know, plenty of shopping and things like that. And little towns like this are becoming more and more popular.
Exactly. Well, not only Winter Garden, we've mentioned before all the small towns that are around us. They're all booming around us. And even though Orlando is a very popular city to live in, it's we're seeing, you know, outskirts doing fairly well, if not better than the city itself.
Yes, absolutely. Another thing we're seeing as far as, you know, space, as we mentioned, and I think this might tie back to the single family home thing, but people want a yard now. That's something you don't really get with a townhouse. In some scenarios, you can get a little bit of a yard or a courtyard. You know, condos, you've got more of a shared common green space, but people want their own backyard, their own, you know, room to stretch out and throw a baseball or whatever it is.
Right. I'll throw a pool back there. People want their own pools back there now, too. Pools are becoming a huge trend this year.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah, absolutely. Pools are, man. I just took a walk through the neighborhood earlier today. I've been, as we were talking about offline before we started recording, trying to lose that Christmas weight. And I took a walk around the neighborhood and I saw two different homes in the neighborhood that they're having pools put in right now. Every pool builder I have talked to in the last 6 months is like, we've never been this busy.
I had a client who wants to put a pool in, but the wait is 6 to 8 months to put a pool in.
Wow.
I was really surprised to hear that. I was like, 6 to 8 months to put a pool in? Yeah. They said, you know, there's certain scarcity in certain products that are out there, but man, that is a long time to wait for your pool.
That is, yeah, for sure. I mean, 6 months, it's going to be prime swimming time. We're going to be right in the middle of June in 6 months.
Exactly. I think another area that we're starting to see more of is I like the quote that you put over here, Zoom rooms, office spaces in your house, Zoom room.
I saw home office referred to as a Zoom room in an article I read, and I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, but I mean, hey, it's for the kids too. You know, some of the kids are doing school from home, even if they are attending school, you know, in person. A lot of times if there's, you know, if contract tracing says there's been an outbreak or something, the kids are sent home to quarantine for 2 months and they got to do, you know, homeschooling. So they need these Zoom rooms or otherwise known as a home office.
Yeah, and it's very important, especially with a lot of people who are, again, working from home. Having a dedicated home office is becoming very essential. It's like it's now a necessity to have in a house.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there are sometimes, you know, there's even couples where both of them work from home. I've had clients that, you know, it was just them, no kids, but they needed a four-bedroom house because they needed their bedroom. They each needed an office and they needed a guest room. And, right. You know, I mean, that's more and more becoming a thing, I think.
Yeah. I've also noticed having a guest room, like you just mentioned, before people will be like, oh, yeah, I can do with a three-bedroom. And, you know, you have two kids and husband and wife, three-bedroom was plenty. But now they're like, yeah, we need that fourth bedroom for guests because now we're getting a lot more people up north coming down here and staying for extended periods of time, especially family and friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That is definitely a thing. Real quick on the home office thing too, you pointed this one out that a lot of people, maybe if they don't have room for a full like dedicated home office, multi-purpose spaces are also becoming a really big thing.
Yes, absolutely. Having that flex room where you can, well, we call it flex room down here, which means it's a flexible room. You can turn it into whatever you want it to turn into. You can be a movie theater room, a dedicated office, or a multi-purpose room. Like I like that. I like that verbiage better than a flex room.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. And I think another important note, you know, probably a lot of people that are moving to Florida from other areas might be thinking, well, you know, I don't necessarily need that because I can put that stuff in the basement or something. Well, guess what?
Sorry,
we do not have basements in Florida.
No, we don't. We don't even have proper attic space here.
No, we do not. Well, so basically in the attic, it gets way too hot here in the summer to store anything in the attic because it's just going to melt. I mean, even if with your ridge vents, even if you have fans up there, it gets too hot in the attic to really store anything. You know, you might be able to store some clothes or something like that up there, but anything else, man, it's just going to melt. Exactly. And then as far as basements, I mean, most of Florida is just far too close to the water table to actually have a basement. Right. About the only place I have ever seen basements is in Claremont in the hillier area, which, right. You know, right adjacent to us is one of the hilliest areas in Florida. And they do have, I've never seen like a proper full, I guess, basement, but a lot of times like a walkout basement where it's kind of a split level, you know, right. Part of it is built down and then you can walk out of that. Right. So we do see some of those, but for most of Florida, a basement is very much a rarity.
Exactly. Like we don't have cold cellar down here. You gotta go up north for the cold cellar. But you know, I mean, people, I guess, use that space that they had as a basement. They use it in what we call up here a loft. So usually that's usually in your second story. You have an open area where you could turn it into anything. Again, it could be a multi-purpose room. Most people use it as a play area for kids or a place where you can put your TV and speakers and make it a theater room. So again, it is a multi-purpose area and it's also what we call a loft.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Sometimes that might be over the garage, you know, depending on the layout of the home. And we have even seen, you know, I've seen homes that the entire home was single level, but then they had like a bonus room or a loft over the garage, you know, and that was the only thing that was on the second story was that loft. So, I mean, we see those sometimes too.
Yeah, absolutely. The house that my wife like has that too. So all the rooms are downstairs and just the bonus room is upstairs, which is becoming a lot more common these days. People want to be in a single story, because most single stories have a lot of space downstairs. So your living room, your living areas are quite large versus just having an upstairs and a downstairs and have 2,200 square feet and 1,000 square foot upstairs and 1,000 square foot downstairs. So this way there, the bonus is upstairs and everything else is downstairs.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of like that layout myself. For you and I, that works great for a recording studio, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. we're going to have to get a padded room soon too.
For sure. Well, and you mean not because we're going crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right. So another big thing that we're seeing more and more demand for is multi-generational living, you know, situation. Maybe you bring your parents home to live with your family, or, you know, something like that, be it dual master. Sometimes we'll see, you know, homes being built with a master bedroom downstairs and a master bedroom upstairs, or, you know, something that's got a what we would call a mother-in-law suite that's separate, you know, has its own separate entrance, has its own kitchen, that type of thing, as we're seeing more and more multi-generational living going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm also seeing like more people go into, jump into decor now, like gourmet kitchens. People are cooking more at home these days, so they want that gourmet kitchen, being able to access a lot of the things that you normally wouldn't have access before. My daughter wanted in our next house having a pot filler above the stove. I'm like, you've never used a pot filler in your life. Why do you want one? And she's like, because now we're cooking more at home, so it makes sense to have one.
That's right. Yeah. So I want to be able to set the pot on the stove and fill it up without having to walk two steps to the sink, right?
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I go in like a model home or something like that, and it's got that pot filler, I'm like, that is kind of nice.
It is. It looks kind of sweet out there. I mean, granted, I mean, you can get your water just by turning around, but having that access there, using more pantry space. Oh, I need more pantry space. So I can put all my ingredients or whatever it is in that pantry. So I've seen a lot of people ask for, hey, can we have a bigger pantry space? If that doesn't happen, let's get more cabinets in the kitchen. So that gourmet kitchen becomes a lot bigger and a lot more expensive too.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I wonder on the gourmet kitchen front, I wonder if, you know, all of these like subscription box recipe, you know, cooking companies, I wonder if that has anything to do with that.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. They've expanded a lot in the last year and a half.
Maybe we need to reach out to one of these companies as a sponsor.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So here's another thing that we're seeing more and more of. I'm going to throw it back a second because you mentioned pool already, but we're seeing more and more like vacation amenities that people are wanting. I mean, as it has become a little harder to travel, you know, people are going on, I'd say, less vacations these days. You know, people want more of those amenities at home to make them, you know, more comfortable. So as we already mentioned, a pool is definitely a big one. We've also seen a pretty big spike in demand for waterfront homes, you know, especially like on lakefronts and stuff like those. Those are very high in demand right now. And guess what? That also means the price of those things are going up.
Yep. Lot premiums. So when you're buying a new construction home or buying a home at the waterfront, you're going to pay that extra premium to get that water view. A lot of people will have, you know, like kayaks and, you know, are getting kayaks and boats or getting into kayaking and boating and jet skiing. So you're seeing a lot of people, you know, hitting those waves in the lake.
Yeah.
He said waves in lakes. But yeah, we're seeing a big trend on that as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, some of these, you know, it might not just be that you got a waterfront view, but a lot of times you can build a pier and, you know, have a boat at your home too. So that definitely does come at a premium in new construction. It's funny, you and I were just discussing the other day waterfront premiums, and I asked you what is the highest waterfront premium that you have ever seen? And I think you told me something like 200 grand.
Yes, it was at Ruby Lake, which is a community over here. When I initially went there to look for a home for my client, and they're like, yeah, the waterfront lots are now 200,000. They were 125. They have gone up a little bit because the demand has gone up for them. So after every few sales, they do raise the prices on the lot premiums. But yeah, about $200,000 for a lot premium.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. And I've seen, I want to say it was upwards of 300,000 that I saw, actually right here nearby us in Waterside. It was a $300,000, you know, waterfront lot premium, which is crazy to think about. I mean, people are, you know, at that time, that was a couple of years ago, people at that time were building new construction homes for that price. And that was just the lot premium. Now, granted, you know, this was a $1.5 to $2 million house, you know, houses that they were building in this neighborhood. neighborhood on this lake with walkout basements, by the way. but yeah, it was 300,000, man. It was just that is a crazy amount of water, crazy amount of money to spend to be on the water. But exactly. I tell you what, those are some beautiful homes with a great view.
Right. And you can't go wrong with that view.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another thing that we're seeing as far as, you know, mentioning vacation style amenities, people are wanting upgraded bathrooms more too, I guess, to have a little more zen-like experience at home as they're spending a little more time at home. We are seeing people want, you know, nicer bathrooms. Even in resales, you know, a remodeled bathroom will definitely help raise that price.
Exactly. Having a better vanity space, having space in between your spouse's sink and in your own sink, having that space there, having vanity room there. Tubs are coming back in style too. Before it was just walk-in showers. Oh, I don't need a tub. I don't use it. Now tubs are coming back in style too. People are like, you know what? I want something to soak into in the in the evenings.
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine.
There you go. Yeah. You know, on that note, it's funny, and this might tie into the home gym thing we're going to talk about next, but I've talked to multiple people in the last month that told me that they are installing a sauna at home.
Yeah, that's cool. That is really, really cool. If they're putting a home gym, they might as well put a sauna in there.
There you go. And those are surprisingly affordable. Like they were telling me, like, you know, around $1,500, $2,000, you can get a pretty decent sauna.
That's fantastic. I might have to think about that one now.
well, hey, I kind of gave the next one away, but home gyms are definitely becoming a bigger thing as well. You know, here in Florida, we're open for the most part. I mean, the gyms are open. I don't know of any gyms that are closed now, but even so, you know, for the most part, you got to wear a mask when you go to the gym. And a lot of people don't like that. You know, you're doing heavy breathing, you know, you need your oxygen when you're working out and people don't want to do it. So, a home gym is becoming a bigger and bigger thing, you know, be that another room in the house. Right. Maybe, you know, again, we go back to that multi-purpose room or flex room. Or even we've seen, you know, an increase in demand for 3-car garages. They want to be able to put, you know, 2 cars in the garage and have that third slip to have some, you know, workout equipment or something like that. Or even extra storage for the toys. You know, I know, I think I mentioned on the podcast before, I do a little bicycling. And there was at one point during the pandemic, like bicycles were sold out everywhere. I mean, if you went in Walmart, all the bicycle racks were empty. If you went to the local bike shop, they were all sold out. You know, they were on back order. So, you know, people need extra storage for that stuff too.
And these were not cheap bikes at the bike store. So they're spending some high dollar on some premium bikes too. So people,
don't get me started on that, man.
Don't tell me you bought a premium bike.
Oh no, I don't spend enough time on the bike to buy a $10,000 bike, but man, it's bicycling, I think, is like a lot of other hobbies. You can spend a whole lot of money on it if you really get into it.
And we have some beautiful trails down here that are in Winter Garden that connect to 3 or 4 different cities at one time. I think we did that on our outdoor show.
Yes, for sure. Yep.
What else do we see more of? We're seeing more people get pets, like having more, you know,
yeah,
dogs, cats, whatever it may be. So pet friendly living is becoming very, very trendy. Would you say that, would that be a trend, or would that be more of like, I have more time to take care of a pet, so I'm going to actually do and go ahead and
have a pet. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I know, kind of like speaking of bikes, I know a lot of during the pandemic, you know, last year in 2020, I saw several things saying that there were several, like, you know, animal shelters that were totally empty, like all of the pets had been adopted, which is amazing. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, people are spending more time at home again, and they need some, let's say, amenities. Right. For their pets, whether that's you know, on a rental, right. You know, that might just mean that, you know, the landlord needs to allow pets, because not all of them do.
Right.
Or even we've seen in some of the new build community, in new construction, a lot of times in the laundry room, or what some people might refer to as a mud room, they've got like a dedicated like pet washing station as an option, which is pretty cool.
Pretty cool,
right?
That is pretty cool. And you'll start seeing, I don't know if you've seen up north, they'll have the doggy doors. They're starting to install doggy doors. Yep. In some of these homes that go right into the backyard. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of that happening. So, now to something you mentioned earlier for a three-car garage. So sometimes these three-car garages are not, you know, three cars right next to each other. Sometimes they, what they have is a tandem garage. So they use that tandem portion and convert it into a complete home gym. I've seen that happen a lot too. So yep. I think one of our lenders has done that to his home. He used that tandem piece of his garage and turned it into a complete home gym for him.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. And that's becoming more and more popular for sure.
Yeah. And another trend that I'm seeing right now, it's next on our list is smart home gadgets.
Yeah, for sure. You know, stuff being either the home, if it's new construction, maybe the home already being wired, if any, you know, wiring is needing for the smart homes, or even, I think I told you recently, we just got an Amazon Echo recently. And, those things are strangely addictive when you can, tell this little robot to do tasks for you. It is helpful.
I am guilty of that. I have 7 of them in my home.
I have 7. I'm rapidly catching up with you.
My lights and everything are all connected to Alexa. I shouldn't be saying that because she's going to
come off. Oh, you're going to trigger.
Did one go off? I have one right in my office sitting right here. So one just went off. Having an Echo device. I know Apple has their own home devices, and Google Play has their own. So, I mean, these are becoming more and more and more popular. I know some people are really finicky with that. I mean, they are listening devices, but at the same time, I mean, the convenience of having something like that give you a response immediately is awesome.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And people are wanting those more and more built in. I mean, it seems like it might just be a matter of time before these things are just totally built in. I think kind of back to like my house that I live in now was built in 2003. And we actually have like an intercom system. Now, it did not work whenever I bought the house, right. But we had no desire to use it. So, you know, it just sits there. We've taken a few of them out, but I mean, we've got this intercom system that's totally irrelevant. And the thought did cross my mind, like, just like you've got that kind of in the entry of each room, right. You could have one of these type devices already built in. Right, so right. That may be something, you know, that we see coming more and more in the coming years.
Yeah. I've seen a boom in the last 3 or 4 years, but this year, since people are staying home, they need an immediate answer. You got the Echo sitting right next to you to give you that answer.
There you go. Well, hey, the final thing that we have on our list is we are seeing more and more demand for new construction homes. People want that, you know, that brand new home smell, so to speak.
Right. Having to break into your own home.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, definitely an increase in demand for new construction. I think at some point here in Florida, that's really almost a necessity because as we've mentioned in our market episodes, there are more homes being sold in Florida than are coming on the market. So without all of the new construction that is going on, I mean, we would literally run out of housing and not have enough, you know, housing supply for the demand, which guess what? That's just going to drive prices up more and more.
Right.
On the other side of this, you know, as we've talked to builders and learned about the things like lumber shortages and material shortages that are going on too, mm-hmm. That's, you know, that is going to decrease the supply of new construction as demand continues. So, you know, prices of that product are going to keep rising as well.
Right. An average home usually builds in within 5 to 6 months. They're selling people right now 6 to 8 months because of the shortages and because of the high demand. Yep. And because of price increases that are happening on almost a daily basis. So if you're looking to get a new construction home, I mean, you got to put in your contract 8 months in advance.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Unless you buy inventory, right. You know, there is inventory or what some people might refer to as a spec home, right. You know, that the builder is already building. But when you get one of those, you don't get to pick out, you know, all of your features. It's just kind of like, here's the house. Here's what we're going to build. Take it or leave it.
And at this point, people are ready to do that. It's in that high demand. People are ready to do that. So in a lot of the communities that I went through, I think I went through all of Winter Garden in the last 3 or 4 days and no inventory available. There's waiting lists for 20 people on each lot that they haven't even opened yet. So it is getting absolutely berserk down here, especially with new construction.
Yep, absolutely.
Another trend that I've been noticing is color trends, more earthy tones, more darker hues, and I think we both are not expert with colors and things of that nature, but we've been seeing a lot of that, having more of a livable, breathable area. And before it was, you know, having those modern cuts and stuff. So they want now more modern with a little bit of earthy tones, a little bit more of a homely feeling versus just having everything made modern.
Yeah, for sure. I think gray for the last couple of years has been really in. What do you think? Do you see that continuing?
I see the grays and the whites continuing. I think white is starting to, you know, trickle out, because last year it was all about having the white cabinets. Now yeah. I'm seeing more yeah. gray tones come in. I see the espresso starting to slightly make a comeback, but it's not there yet. But again, it's the darker hues of grays, the different hues of grays that are becoming more trendy.
Hey, speaking of kitchen cabinets, where you also see sometimes the, you know, where you got two different colors, your lowers are one color, usually a darker color, and then the uppers are a lighter color.
Yeah, you're starting to see that. You're starting to see counters. People were fine with just basic plain color counters. Now they want a little bit of more life in your counter, so they'll have more design in your counter, having that waterfall countertop, which basically what that means is your counter goes all the way across and bottom. From side to side. So we're starting to see that a lot more these days. I think we're starting to see more quartz versus granite these days as well. They both are really, really good, solid. I'd say solid. Would you call that rock? Solid rock?
natural
rock. So, I mean, I know quartz and granite can have a little bit of, construction to it. But I mean, people are starting to see that. We're starting to see that a lot more now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear from you. What would you like to see in your new home when you move to Florida? Let us know. You can drop us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at Moving to Florida Show. And for Twitter, our handle is at Moving to FL Show.
And if you'd like to connect with us, if you have any questions, or if you need a realtor in Florida, you can reach us at movingtofloridashow@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to our show. And if you like our content, so that would automatically download to your device and get you one step closer to moving to Florida.